Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. Faith doesn't make God move. Do I have your attention? Faith is acting on truth whether you feel like it or not. In Matthew 5:43, Jesus says, "Love your enemies." My emotions rebel against that idea. Jesus is saying that faith is a function of the mind that shows up in how we live. By faith, you're trusting that someday you will feel the way you're supposed to feel. In Luke 5, verses 1 through 11, Jesus first meets Peter after fishing all night and tells him to cast again. Peter clearly thought he was nuts. But shortly after, the boats were sinking due to the catch of fish. He left his boats and business to follow Jesus. He discovered faith is acting on what God says in spite of your own knowledge, background, experience, education, and especially feelings. Faith begins by knowing truth, then acting on truth, so that you can see God move even if you don't feel like it. The shield of faith is the key to victory. 1 John 5:4. For everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. Faith is so powerful that this passage declares it to be the key to victory in whatever we face in the world. The key is rooted in the cross because that was the ultimate victory. We all have times of weariness, spiritually, emotionally, and physically. But during these times, are we trusting in our own ability? Are we? What are we trusting in? To have faith? Are we trusting God is powerful enough to keep us in the faith? What am I saying? God is the beginning of all faith, the upholder and finisher. Hebrews 12:2, He will carry it to completion. That truth is the basis of how we take up the shield of faith. Let's be clear, faith doesn't make God move. It accesses what God has already done. In Luke 17:5, he said, "You all have the faith of a mustard seed. You need to access anything because God is doing it for you." I pray you're getting this. What is God's point? Trust in me. Don't trust in yourself. I have begun a good work in you, and I will carry it to completion. Philippians 1:6, he says, "Now with my strength, reach down and grab that shield." When we do that, we are beginning to understand how to take up the shield God has given to us for our protection. Do you see, you don't need more faith? You need more truth. Faith is the point of access, not the point of power. The power is what God has already declared and completed in grace when he deposited the divine life within you in seed form. It isn't about our works, our serving, giving more, and good deeds. John 6:28 says, "Then they asked him, 'What must we do to do the works God requires?' Jesus answered, 'The work of God is this, to believe.'" Again, in Habakkuk 2:4, he says the righteous will live by his faith. That means faith becomes our regular way of thinking, doing, and being. It becomes your groove. It's your zone. That means you have an entirely different perspective on every situation in your life. Viewing that situation through the lens of faith rather than physical eyes. Many times those two views don't line up, and that's the nature of faith. By definition, faith is in the realm of the unseen. Today isn't so much what you will do, but rather what you will believe. Believe about your finances, addiction, marriage, temptations, loneliness, you name it. Will you use faith to access the grace inside and act accordingly? If you will, then you've picked up the shield and you'll be safe behind it. Believe that. Your meditative scripture today is Isaiah 40, verse 28 through 31, if you have time to read it. I put the link in here for you. Lord, help me to see life through the lens of faith. Help me know your truth so I can walk in that freedom of grace and forgiveness. Lord, help me to trust you in your ways and not lean on my own understanding. Help me to let go of the controls I think I have and trust the Holy Spirit within to handle this very day and all that I will face. I want to use the filter of faith and truth to see what really is. I pray that you make it a Jesus-filled day.